It's only a game show, Brian.
No, it's not a game show.
Oh, it's not a game show, Brian. What is it?
It's not a game show.
Oh, I thought it's called It's Only a Game Show.
No, it's not a game show.
All right.
You didn't love Puppy, did you?
No.
This is a type of behaviour that ruins whole businesses.
It's not a game show. Hurry. Sorry.
One, two, three.
You can't. None of you. You've both failed.
It's not a game show.
There were two ways we could have done that then.
Go on.
We could have either gone with what Bart said.
Well, then I would have had to change all of the artwork for the podcast.
But that would have made it sound like we knew what we were doing. Or alternatively, you've
painted me in a bad light now, Pete.
Yeah, Pete, you need to feel ashamed of yourself.
But it's not a game show.
It's not a game show, but the point is, they don't know it's not a game show.
How could
it be? There might be prizes.
what a prizes make?
Points. We're going the total opposite.
Yeah, that's why it's not a game show.
It's not a game show.
Exactly.
Because,
I said before, it's pointless. That is a game show. What do pointless prizes make?
Prizes.
Pointless prizes make perfect presents for people.
Seriously, that's a really good point, because actually most presents that people buy you are pointless. Like, genuinely, in my life,
I don't know, I've had a couple of good presents that haven't been pointless.
That's not the point. The point is that I have genuinely mostly
that grapple hook that you bought me was exceptional.
I know, the grapple hook, I remember you buying him that.
The grappling I've done with that hook.
It was like
hook.
A three-pronged grappling hook that ninjas use. I don't know where you got it from. Where did you get it from?
Grapplinghookdirect.com. What one product?
Grappling hook.
Grappling hook.
I got it from the grappling hook. Ich bin ein Berliner.
So, that was unexpected present, to be honest with you.
I don't even care what you've
done. I asked for a magazine subscription.
Have you used it?
The grappling I've done with it, honestly.
Have you used the grappling?
I've grappled in places you didn't think you'd be able to grapple.
Did you just throw it, like, over a wall and, like, hope for the best to grapple or something?
I'm lying. It's still in the packet.
Yeah. I can't believe you actually bought him it.
I didn't buy him it. I was talking about pointless presents. You just then decided to lie about the idea that I bought him a grapple hook.
Okay, I just wish I had a grapple hook. I saw one online, and then I wish I had it, but I don't.
But at the end of the day, how has that got any relevance to what I was just suggesting?
It's not a game show, right? Sorry, I've peaked again then.
Peaking too fast. My God, it's all downhill from now.
I obviously, since last week, I've been thinking about game shows non-stop.
The thing about game shows is it just me? Yeah, you haven't done any work. But is it just me, or is it a bizarre that the UK and the Western world is fascinated by game shows?
That's a very deep question.
I've never actually thought. Is that a genuine question?
That's a genuine question. Why on earth, why the fuck, has the UK and the Western world been obsessed with... Not even the Western world.
I'll tell you why. Love them.
The Indians love them. It's everywhere.
An epidemic. The Cowboys, bloody hell.
Let me just apologise to any of our Native American listeners... With your completely prejudicial and stereotypical perspective.
The Indians love them, the Cowboys have to as well.
I was talking about the Indians as in the Indians in India, which is a right appropriate use of your words.
That's what you have to say. Well, no, because the Indians in...
They're called Native Americans, Peter! The Hopi, Navajo, etc. Native Americans. The fact that you don't know, that makes me want to dislike you.
I do know that.
Then shut the fuck up.
You said, the way in your tone of your voice, it sounded more like cowboys and Indians.
You're pathetic and nobody likes you, and your brother, who is sat directly opposite you, feels ashamed.
I don't, in all fairness, I'm pretty much with Pete there. I thought you meant Native
Americans, yeah.
Honestly, the first time I had an Indian takeaway, I was devastated. Sorry, it wasn't bison.
He did the noise.
Oh, God.
I was expecting bison.
On a serious note, I have never, ever, ever watched a game show with Native Americans.
I'd love to.
However, I have watched a lot of game shows, a.k.a. why Slumdog Millionaire became a really good, successful film that won lots of awards, because Indians from India like game shows.
Well, that was almost a millionaire.
Which is what, Pete?
It's not a documentary. I don't want to...
Yeah, but it's not...
Is it a sci-fi?
It's a game show, but it wasn't an Indian game show, is it? It's not like they didn't make it up. It's not like a Native
Indian. I don't think she's sort of differentiating between what originates
like
in India.
An Indian game show, like the Japanese have ones where you sniff bums and guess who it is, or you buy dog poo.
I think you've been watching Euro Trash or something like that a bit too much.
I know, I've seen it. I've seen it on the internet.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I don't think that was a game show that you were watching.
Yeah, I think that was your own fantasy.
Some sort of weird website you're on again.
Well, I'm Peter, I've got five fantasies. I sniff bottoms and
come here,
dog poo.
Let me sniff your Japanese bum.
Disgusting.
Isn't it? We're going around the world today, aren't we? Hey, Native American.
Peter, anyway, gosh,
Peter,
shut up. Right,
whose anus is this?
Back to the original point that you were making.
What?
You said since last week I have been thinking about...
Can I just answer your question, though?
No.
You asked the question, I didn't get a chance to answer properly. I think people like game shows because they like the look of disappointment when people lose.
I agree.
And it's not about when people win, they'll go, oh, well done, you've won 10 grand.
It's but yeah.
You've won nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone remembers in Bullseye the bit where they used to bring out a speedboat and go, take it away, lads.
That's right.
That's because they didn't win, you see.
When you won, it was disappointing because you get a conservatory and you lived in a terraced house.
Yeah.
Or a boat when you live in London.
You can celebrate.
Oh, in London, you've got a river.
I don't even know how to begin to sell a conservatory. I've got a conservatory. Do you want it? I don't know.
Well, in those days, it was the paper.
How much is it going for?
It's going for at least £2,500.
You've just sold the conservatory.
Fortunately,
my favourite bits of game shows was the people on them. That's my favourite bit.
What, the presenter or the assistant?
No, not the presenter and assistant, the contestants.
Oh, right.
Well, that's the only the 70s ones,
that's
though.
Because you couldn't have a game show without contestants.
Well, I'll do that. I've got three that I've made notes of in my phone.
We're pitching these.
These are three, so I'll try and come up with a few every week. So my first one, which was a bit weak, but it was the first one, was the Krypton X Factor.
Yes!
So people then have to sort of complete various tasks about agility and sort of, but while singing a song, and then at the end they've got like three people, like three judges, and then not only if they complete the task on the style of singing as well, you see.
So
obviously I want Gordon Burns from the original Krypton Factor to present it.
So then who are the three judges?
Can we have Dermot Murnahan?
He can be a judge. I don't know what his singing voice is like.
Can we bring back Christopher Lillycrap?
Oh no, I want that ginger person and that black guy who are married.
The ginger person and the black guy merged together to be one.
Have you not seen them?
The ginger person
like
and the black
guy. Guy and this ginger woman, and they're like a married couple.
She's called Carrie something.
What are they off? What are this? Where's this? Where?
The singing coaches.
Yeah.
The singing coaches.
All right, so they're not off the Krypton
Factor.
She's
called Carrie something or other.
Yes, they did the...
what's the famous... Who's the famous... Cary Grant.
And he looks like Seal.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Seal.
Looks like a really crap Seal.
Looks like a really dinted
Oh, you mean like a Seal? Like...
Like Seal there.
There's nothing like...
And a kiss from Rose on
her wing. I've got bad scars on
the fella that goes around before he does a gig and pretends to pick up buskers, pretending he's picking them up and taking them and make them
ones
sing
that are
the
already
stage, but he's already planned them. Yeah.
Ones that are already really good at singing.
I do that, though. Seriously, though, if I could, I'd make people famous so that I could make myself richer. The problem is that I don't know anybody who is famous or anybody who's got the potential to be famous so that I can make them famous whilst making myself rich and famous.
Sorry, you lost me in about the first three syllables of that sentence.
It's famous.
Seals only singing.
Carrie, what did Carrie sing?
I'm sure it was Cary Grant. Nothing.
She did.
She's a vocal coach. Yeah. She was on the
and
original...
No! No! No, 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 no,
I don't
no,
know from no. anything other than being
she...
a...
She! You carry on talking.
Not School of Rock. It was the one. It was that
in the house with the headmaster.
Yeah, yeah, the headmaster. And he had a big argument with Dermot. Dermot.
Dermot O'Leary. Was
Dermot O'Leary. Yeah, he had a big argument with him. No, it was the Irish dude that he had an argument
Patrick
with.
Patrick Keelty.
Patrick Keelty.
Yes. Yeah. Richard, someone or other, he was called.
So we're having them two as one judge.
And I think you'll find that one of my favourite ever pop stars featured on that, David Sneddon, I think he was called.
David Sneddon.
I think he was from the North East, possibly North Yorkshire, maybe.
We are. What would you do with 50 quid?
50 quid. I'd entice people.
What would you do with 50 quid?
I'd just entice people with it.
Into what?
Into a trap.
What would you trap them for?
For everything. I'd harvest them. Oh. Harvest their organs.
So that's what you do with
it. I wouldn't actually hand the £50 over. I'd just use it as like a lure, get them into a room, harvest their organs, sell them, make a couple of grand, call it a day. Probably go on holiday.
You know what I'd do with 50 quid?
Go on.
Ask me.
What would you do with 50 quid?
I'd make a budgie sling.
A budgie sling?
Yeah.
What is that for budgies to sleep in? Is it for broken...
No, it's for flinging budgies.
Oh, for flinging budgies?
You know, they're quick takeoffs.
So that they have an aircraft carriers for...
Well, yeah,
for
I mean, jump, you know, I talked about my pigeon landing.
There's a bird theme going on here.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's leading on from that.
Pigeon fancier.
You see, what I could do is set up the pigeon landing, but make it, like, tweak it a little bit, make it a budgie landing platform.
Well, you could have it like an aircraft
And then have
carrier.
A budgie sling at one end, and then have a game show. See, all links here. See, you can fling the budgies from my budgie sling that I bought for 50 quid 1 week, and the week before I built the landing pad, and then see who can get them onto it.
It's quite a big ask.
I feel a bit bad now.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, it appears that Cary Grant, which is the right name, has Crohn's disease and has had a battle for 30 years with the potentially life-threatening, incredibly painful and intestinally challenging Crohn's disease.
But what song did she sing?
Well, the point
Why
is...
Why do you feel awful that you didn't give her it?
Because I think we have to be aware of the fact that, you know, in the face of adversity, some people can still go on to be judges of semi-successful game shows.
And she wasn't stealing jewellery, was she, from someone's house?
Just to point out that Emma didn't even know her name at this point and called her the
jury. I genuinely
He's like the actor.
Yeah. I didn't know... No, Cary Grant's one of my favourite black and white stroke colour, but the point is black and white originally actors. I watched all his films.
Yeah.
Do you know what Cary Grant? Cary Grant was a womaniser.
Is that like, why you liked him?
Like a Britney Spears one.
And he's got Crohn's disease.
What's he doing?
Cary Grant's dead.
Died of Crohn's disease.
Seriously, look right. Listen, Beauty and the Beast. All I'm saying is these guys.
Beauty and the Beast. Yes. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. And you guys sing it great. I don't,
watch.
You know, there's not much I can ask you about this except the fact, do
it's
you enjoy
podcast.
Singing it?
Oh, people watch.
We love to, but the only problem that
we're
we have is
watch.
David
I'm
keeps corpsing me
like
all the way through, which, you know, we're halfway singing.
Every song will rise.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's it? That's a husband.
So that's Cary Grant and
Cary Grant's husband. Yeah, they were both.
So judges. Cary Grant and Seal.
Is it a Seal?
There's no singing.
Harry.
I did.
Oh, she's pregnant as well.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I think that's
in the face of adversity. She's adversity.
Shh.
It's up there. It's up there with one of my favourite duets. I think
Sorry.
The only one that beats that is.
Oh my God!
Oh, no.
Seriously, Carrie, give birth.
Carrie and Seal. God.
Sorry, that was a distraction. So
terrible.
Go on. What are the other
Not
things?
Like
so we've got,
this
what
podcast.
Have we got? What have we got?
Krypton X Factor.
Yeah. Krypton X Factor. I can see that working. I can see that working on three different levels. Do you want to each hear every
we
level?
We would love to hear those levels.
Okay,
from
level
you.
Can we have level two for
level
okay.
one? The audition process. The audition process. Right.
Yeah.
We get lots of people, probably with mental health issues, definitely some with obesity issues. We put them in a line and we laugh at them. But occasionally, we find that one of them, whilst they may look really shit, is somebody with a backstory. The backstory might be their grandma was in a concentration camp.
Yeah, concentration
yeah.
camp.
That's really, really... Probably
don't
wouldn't.
Cry, Emma. It's
yeah.
okay, don't
we shouldn't
worry.
Go
don't
down worry. That road, really, should
no,
we?
No, probably. She escaped from the concentration absolutely fine. Yeah. And the fat person was going on Krypton X Factor as a joyous ode to his grandparents who escaped Hitler's grasp.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the grandma's was in a concentration camp, but
what, on
the,
she might be on holiday to a concentration camp.
No,
it was terrible.
She just got to Auschwitz
it was awful.
For a weekend.
It was Auschwitz. She survived. She survived because, you ready? She gave people singing lessons.
Right.
And
this is the backstory, so it makes people cry, doesn't it?
During the yes.
We need some dramatic music.
However,
at this point.
In spite of making one of them sing like a bird, like a beautiful singing bird, she unfortunately never made it because before Auschwitz, the horrible, disgusting place ended, she fell. She broke her hip, and like a lot of old people, she got pneumonia, she died. What? Anyway, the consequence of this is the person who is in the queue waiting for the audition has inherited this sense of resilience. However, en route to the auditions, guess what?
She has a semi-mild reaction to mercury.
No.
Did a bird fly through the windscreen of the car she was in?
Closer.
Abducted by a band of Mexicans that had rode over on horses from the 1950s.
Did she forget a banjo?
None of those.
Play the didgeridoo.
She fell so and hard she broke her hip.
Oh, right.
But, fortunately, John,
who's John,
local paramedic, was being auditioned.
John 52.
He got involved. Guess what?
He
didn't pass the judges, but the judges thought, what if we put Schleisch and John together?
Schleisch, where's she from?
She's from Germany. Schleisch and John. And they thought...
So she worked for Grapple?
It's like One Direction. Schleisch and John.
So they were both wild cards? Are they going to be any good at like doing...
I don't know, I've not watched it.
Are they going to be any good at doing assault courses?
No, I don't know. Bart can tell you that.
Well, I can't tell you that because I've never
met them. Krypton X Factor.
Well, I don't know if the contestants are going to be good or not.
Bart,
I've got a quick
show.
One. It's only quick, though. It's not a game show, but it is a game show. My pitch for the game show is a crystal meth maze. Basically, you just... Put loads of people in a class dome and they all smoke crystal meth and the last one alive wins. There you go.
That's not crystal meth maze.
Surely, should they get absolutely put them in a maze. Chained to bits on crystal meth. Stick them in the middle of a maze and go, right, get
that's
out.
That's the one.
Yeah, that isn't, it's a crystal meth maze.
No.
It's quick, it's fast, it's easy, people are over and done with
it. It's shit.
What
would you do with 50 quid?
No, forget it. All I am saying is what you've just described is a snow dome, but with meth. Like, there was no purpose.
It sounds like a nice place to go, but that wouldn't start the game show.
Crystal meth maze should be what Bart said. You get them high on crystal meth and then you just go.
And then at the end, can we put them in the dome?
They're in the dome already, in the maze.
No, they're not in the glass dome at the end where they have all the money
the
in
crystal
that
dome at the end where they have to try and get the gold tickets, but don't get the silver ones because they can't
stick them in and
you.
Pump loads of.
And then if you do really well, you'll get a driving day.
It's nothing
day
to do
at the
with me, it's to do with you.
But what would you do with 50 quid, you?
What's your next one?
God, don't answer my question.
I'll tell you what I'd do with 50 quid, Pete. I'd do a half weekly shop. I'd prepare food for my kids by making sure I've got in the main ingredients, definitely 5 leafy veg, you know, some leafy non-veg.
Yeah, my favourite are the vegetables, like non-leafy. Carrots.
Some leafy non-veg.
Oh, carrot, I just have a little leaf on the top.
What's the leafy non-veg?
A swede.
Twix's. Leafy non-veg.
Trixie's Doritos.
Yeah, they're not veg.
And they're not leafy though, so...
Anyway, don't do that.
You do that.
But number two on my list.
One bottle of gin.
Two bottles of gin.
Two bottles of wine.
Excellent.
Number two on my list is You've Been Framed,
yep.
Which is where three celebrities are given identical crime scenes. Right? And then they have to implicate one of the other two members of the celebrity panel. So they have to implicate them in that.
Each of us gets a celebrity we can choose who would be like that. Pete, who's yours?
My celebrity, it would be, oh gosh, it's difficult, Chris Tarrant.
Okay, what about you, Bart?
So, the celebrity's actually in there trying to implicate another, you're going for Chris Tarrant?
I'm going for Chris Tarrant.
With his monotone voice.
Yeah, exactly. But Chris Tarrant, not when he's doing The Millionaire, Chris Tarrant years ago, when he did
Tis Was.
No, in fact, after that, when he did that late night thing with stupid videos on.
Can I have Chris Akabusi?
He's a great one.
Because he's got a positive mental attitude.
But he's always happy as well. Yeah. So, like, it's like, how do you...
Ooga!
Right. Amanda Holden.
Amanda Holden?
Yeah, she's not got any expressions on her face. Yeah,
she can probably hold
she's
her.
She's really so tiny
like,
as
she's
well.
She's like, yeah, she can get in small spaces, but most importantly, she just won't give any shit away.
Yeah, but Chris Tarrant had just... Chris Tarrant had just...
No, Chris Tarrant... He's, like, got lines, and he goes... Quite a lot.
Yeah,
lot.
I reckon
he goes what?
Chris Tarrant.
Chris Akabusi and Amanda Holden are definitely the contenders.
Chris Tarrant would just have to phone a friend, wouldn't he?
He'd take ADHD tablets, wouldn't he?
Yeah. No, but they're the contenders. But
Chris Tarrant.
So, and then the people who sort of judge are like two retired superintendents or detectives or murdered.
Or like one. You could have like John Nettles.
John Nettles.
He's not real. Neither of you, no.
No, but he can be like the presenter, you know, like the guy with the wonky eye on Dragon's Den.
What about Rob Wilding?
But he's sort of
he's
like...
He's too current.
Yeah, he's too cool. We want like sort of...
We could have him.
We've got to make this current and relevant for the younger people. Oh, Rob Wilding. Jill Dando and Rob Wilding.
I think Jill Dando might struggle.
Jill Dando and Rob Wilding. Ooh. Oh. Just Rob Wilding, eh?
Just Rob Wilding. And a picture of Jill Dando.
Yeah.
Frank Boff.
Yeah, Frank Boffin and Diamond.
Anyway, so that was number two on my list. I'll be honest with you, that was my favourite one, and I put more thought into that than the others.
Okay.
My third one is quite controversial.
Songs of Praise.
No, it's based around one of my favourite Channel 4
Blockbusters
programmes from probably the 80s and 90s.
James and the 80s and 90s.
It was a Channel 4 Saturday morning.
I want to climb 100 steps, but I don't know how because of my feet.
It's Jihadi Kabaddi.
Oh, Jihadi Kabaddi.
What's Jihadi
Kabaddi?
Kabaddi. Jihadi. Oh, that's the end, isn't it?
No. Basically, so it's where they all...
Oh, Kabaddi, the Chinese crazy shit.
No, the Indian thing where they hold hands and you have to sort of venture
into... Touch the other person on the end of the line.
But you have to say Kabaddi, 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 Kabaddi. You have to speak it.
Your Jihadi Kabaddi would be that you just blew people up halfway around.
So basically, if they go in... You've got a team of people. You've got one person on the other side at the moment.
Is this going to involve people getting blown up?
Yes, I'll be honest with you. It is. Yes, the end result is if they don't do it properly, they get blown up.
No, having said that, it's win-win because if they do get blown up, I think you'll find that's jihadi, and it means that
they've won, so they get the 50.
So it's like brilliant.
Is it like wearing vests, suicide vests?
This is
so the baddie, it's baddie kabaddi.
No. This is jihadi kabaddi, whereas baddie kabaddi would when they got with Christians in a row, when it was like jihadi, Christian, jihadi, Christian, and whoever could grab the Christian could like be a baddie kabaddi, jihadi, because they'd just like explode them.
Yeah.
That could be the wild card.
The jihadi kabaddi.
There could be like a normal one where it's like jihadi kabaddi, where they're all consensual, but then...
Like a Christmas special.
There's like an alarm. Woo, woo, woo! And then suddenly they're like three Christians, right? Fast runner Christians, yeah? And if you manage to catch the Christian, Catholic, Sikh, Hindu, doesn't really matter, Buddhist, you become a jihadi kabaddi baddie.
You could also... I mean, this might be a bit close to the bone. You could also have a game of where's Maddie kabaddi?
Who's Maddie kabaddi?
Madeleine McCann.
Dresses a...
It's going too far.
That's ruined my game. Man.
It's like, that was a good game.
For that
but
reason.
Now that's become a really inappropriate, nasty...
Where's Maddie Kabaddi?
But
it just rhymed, that's all.
That's Saddie Kabaddi.
Yeah, it is. I'm a baddie kabaddi.
You're a baddie kabaddi.
Definitely baddie kabaddi.
Like a Scottish, like, wee laddie kabaddi. No, wee laddie kabaddi.
What about, right, you said one last week, away from this, that I thought was good, which is dragon's dentures.
Dragon's dental hygiene.
Oh, dental hygiene. So what's that about?
That was when basically you just... there's obviously a variety of dragons from over the years that the thing's been on.
Right, okay.
Evan.
Devon Eden.
Yeah. Duncan Bannatyne. Duncan Bannatyne.
Peter Jones. Theo. The only one who talks like that.
Yeah.
What did they do?
So basically, no, they're not in it really. It's just, this is a bit of like a...
The curly-haired one. The one that looks like someone from...
The South
Sarah Wallingham.
The South African guy.
So it's over again.
The one with the chin flap.
Yeah, the chin flap.
What the old... is this about?
And then, so basically, it's a show centred around you and, you know, the guy with the bong eye who presents
it.
You don't know if he's looking at you, the camera, round the corner, or anything. He has to, he's given a variety of pictures of, like, dental x-rays and dental pictures taken by a dentist, obviously, and he has to identify which one's from Dragon's Den. It's quite a simple format.
So it's got nothing to do with pitching, well, we could pitch our game show ideas to them.
No, I think that you could go further with this, and I think you really need to consolidate these ideas further, because I think there is a real progress possibility. I don't think you're getting it right, but I'm going to be honest. I think that if you're going to pitch this show, what it should be is the same scenario, but the pictures of the dental hygiene issues, whether it's the teeth or the x-rays, that depends on your willingness to invest in their companies. So basically, people come and they have an idea, they've got a company, they want some investment, 70, 30%, whatever, and the only opportunity you have to decide on whether you want to invest is whether their teeth are good or otherwise, or maybe bad. Maybe bad, says I'm a risk taker, I'm a go-getter, I don't play by the rules, whereas if you're good, it's like, oh, everyone's done that. I don't know, it's all I'm saying, but I can see that.
So the dragons actually review the dental records of...
The contestants.
And then decide on the 50-50, 30-20.
It's about deciding to give the 50 quid
You're in, Duncan, by the time, your incisors are great, but your molars are shocking. For that reason, I'm out.
I'm out. I do believe.
Sorry, it was more Edinburgh that.
I can't believe that. I can't believe anyone had come here and not see
he's
going to analyse all of these sands.
I want that Bannatyne.
I want that baby. Give me that baby.
I'm going to take the screen van off you.
What about Blockbusters, but the game show involves trying to think of as many places, alphabet-wise, where our Blockbuster shops, videos, Betamax, etc., DVDs have closed. So you win as long as you can list the areas Blockbuster shops have closed. And then you get a wild card, which is P.
Altrincham, Bury, Cleveland, Durham.
No,
they're not towns, are they? They're regions.
And also A.
Altrincham.
Aberystwyth.
How do you know?
Aberdeen. Definitely a Blockbuster.
No, Bury.
That's not A.
No, it's B.
Yeah, I said Aberdeen. Bury. I said it for you.
It needs to be really like Altrincham was okay.
Yeah.
Aberystwyth was all right.
Alderley Edge.
Oh, that wouldn't have been affected by a Blockbuster.
Argyle.
Yeah, right. And the wild card's P.
Plymouth.
You can use any.
Portsmouth.
It's up to you. You can go with
Potter's
anyone.
Bar. Yeah.
Bishop's Gate.
Potter's Bar. That's makes mine.
I've thought of one for A.
Go on.
Ashby de la Zouche.
There you go.
Probably one of my favourite.
Appleby.
Yeah.
Appleby.
The truth is, though, did they have one?
This fun time.
No, honestly.
These are all real places that we're saying. You're making it up.
Seriously.
You're being daft.
See? Neither of you know whether Blockbuster's stores were in any of those places. Isn't it weird that the digital age has probably fucked things up?
But surely, though, part of the game, though, is you sort of take a bit of a risk and guess a place. So you're like, oh, I'm stuck on C. I'm going to say...
Cardiff.
Cirencester.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean?
Crumptall.
So, do you not think, though, that genuinely the
Clampton.
Seriously, the millennial, centennial age is like the end of humanity.
It's a bit deep. Yeah,
no,
it
no,
is.
I'm just thinking, because at the end of the day, right, like, when I was, like, 12, which is, like what, 7 years ago, I remember thinking to myself, like, there is absolutely no way that, like, DVDs will ever, like, get any smaller.
I know.
And, like, they didn't get smaller. They disappeared.
So it's going to be, it's the age of artificial intelligence, isn't it?
But it's like, what's next? We're not going to be here, are we?
Do you know what the scary thing is, though, that I want to get quite deep here? The scary thing that is going to end humanity is the requirement of people for everything to be instant. There's no waiting time allowed. Everything now, you don't have to wait for anything. You can order something off the internet and get it within an hour. I think that's going to be a real
problem.
But
you shouldn't be as involved with the dark web as you are.
Oh,
and what you've
ordered... Well, I'm supposed to buy guns. You know, the police.
You've got a farm at home now, the amount of animals.
I feel like we've ended it on a really difficult position that needs to be taken up next week, which is basically the end of humanity.
The end of humanity.
Do you know what? Our podcast, in like 600 years, could be found by some kind of connected virtual reality human cyborg, and they could play it, and people would be like, stroke cyber people, stroke not really people, stroke. It's a really scary fucking world if you're still a human, stroke, you're all dead. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. And our podcast, and they'll be like, we thought they were stupid,
but
and
they were
stupid, but yeah. They weren't as stupid because they foretold their doom.
And we'll become gods.
And someone came up with the game Jihadi Kabaddi, so
that's already the number one bestseller in all cyborg communities, because at the end of the day, nobody dies.
It's retro. Yeah. It's like Demolition Man where they listen to adverts.
Right. Right, people.
Was it a game show? Is it a game show?
No, it's
not a game show.
Definitely not a game show.